The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Good Friday morning to you. It is a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, and today for the first time, back on SiriusXM, SiriusXM channel 158.
Let's go.
Let's go. Very excited to be back. You know how long it's been since VSiN has been on SiriusXM?
Oh, boy. Good question.
Bill 80 told us yesterday.
I should know this.
It's longer than you think.
5 years?
4 years.
Okay.
4 years since we've been back on SiriusXM.
I was going to guess 4 years, but then you said longer than I think.
I egged you on into a bad answer? Yeah, sure. Blame me. We're happy to be back.
Awesome.
VSiN 24/7 from this point forward. Not from this point forward, from earlier today forward on SiriusXM channel 158. This is a numbers game where Kelly Bidlin and I do 2 hours of sports betting radio every day, and Fridays are always special during football season. It's a football Friday, hour number two. It is our all-star squad of Chris Felica, Steve Fezzik, and Dr. Bob. Back to back to back. For those who are unfamiliar with those folks, Felica, of course, from Fox Sports, formerly of ESPN. We'll talk college football with him, NFL divisional round. Everybody talking NFL divisional round today. Anything else he's betting. Steve Fezzik, the only back-to-back winner of the Hilton Super Contest here in Las Vegas, will join us in studio. And then Dr. Bob, the pioneer. Doesn't like to be called a pioneer, though, because he says legend. It makes him sound old. So he says he prefers legend. Dr. Bob had talked a college football championship with us as well. And first hour, not to be outdone, Rufus Peabody, maybe the greatest bettor of his generation. I don't know if Rufus appreciates that title that I bestow upon him, but I think it's probably true. Rufus, pro bettor, also a co-founder of Unabated Sports, will join us, talk NFL divisional round. Also want to talk to him about, you know, where he first became famous was Super Bowl week, where he exploited props.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll just get a sense from him if he still is doing that. Is it as exploitable as it always was? And then Jim Miller, familiar voice to those who listen to SiriusXM NFL radio, former NFL quarterback. He'll talk a division round with us as well. Kelly and I will give you our bets. We'll do a little round of Are We Sure? Estamos Seguros for the National Football League as well.
Another week, I had a lot of fun putting them together.
Yeah. Oh, I'm excited to hear the questions. We'll get to tennis bets here momentarily. I just want to say, though, no matter what happens on this show for the next 2 hours, the most exciting thing already happened this morning. Would you agree with me?
I'd hate to say that, but since you already did, I'll agree with it. Because, yes, that was the most exciting 10 minutes of a radio listen I think I've ever had in my life.
So I was honored this morning. Steve Cohen hooked it up with my old buddy Sway, Sway Boogie. Sway,
who remembered you very well.
Oh, of course. What, did you think he wasn't going to remember me?
I thought he was. No. I mean, the way we talked about it yesterday.
First of all, this is very offensive already off the top.
Well, I didn't mean it like that. Yeah. But the way you and I talked about it yesterday, it was like how much was he even going to bring that up at all? And kind of launched right into it.
Yeah, I didn't know if he was going to bring up any of the stuff, and he had no problem doing so. But Sway does Sway in the Morning Show on Shade 45, which is Eminem's station at SiriusXM, the great Eminem. Get it? Shade, Shady, Slim Shady. Get it? Shade 45 and Sway in the Morning. He does his morning show. He's done it for over a decade now with Heather B. You may remember her from the original Real World in New York. Tracy G. And then their producer, Torch. So we had a good time for 10 minutes talking about stuff. One of the things I said was, you know, Torch, we were supposed to, first of all, Steve Cohen tried to hook it up in the 6 a.m. hour, so right before this show, so I could come into work, and then I could do the Sway, you know, segment, and then do this show.
Right.
So he told Torch, Sway's producer, like four times, hey, can we do it in the 5 a.m. hour, the 8 a.m. Eastern hour? And finally, Torch was like, yeah, whatever, tell him to call at 8:45 a.m., 5:45 Pacific. So one of the things that I said on there was like, Torch, wow, we got to come up with a better name for Kelly.
Yeah.
Torch.
Yeah. Hey, you sent a good one this morning. Machete. I like Machete.
Machete. But what was your choice?
I don't know. I just went with Blade, but that was boring.
I like Blade.
Something American Gladiator style, you know?
Here's the
Laser.
Thing. We can't, but here's the Malibu. Thing. We can't call you The Blade. Like, it's not Kelly The Blade Bidlin. It's just
right.
Blade.
Right, exactly.
We'll see if it sticks.
I agree with that.
We'll see if it sticks.
I would like for me and Torch to get into some fake Twitter battle. I think Twitter beef, that would be great for both shows, I'm sure.
So we'll try to get the audio of that. And
he's on for the whole time we're on. So that might be Monday for you guys.
Yeah, we'll try to get the audio and we'll go back in time. One of the things I did say at the end, though, I was like, because the way it started, I was like, the people I work with now will never believe anything you have to say. It's very true, I think. Okay, tennis bets. Last night, Australian Open in Melbourne. 0-1. Lost on the dog. Lost badly on the dog, by the way. Laura Sigmund, she got rolled by Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova in straight sets, and it was not competitive at all. And then we got unlucky because we were well on our way to hitting our over on the Artur Fies match against Hugo Humbert. I love how, like, people who are first tuning into us are like, hey, we're just talking about hip-hop. Now what the hell are they talking about?
We could have used Country Club into segue nicely.
Oh, you want to do
Fire
that?
Fire it, Savannah. We're going Country Club. And we're going golf betting on this show. There we go.
That's a segue.
Yeah.
You think Sway in the Morning has this kind of music?
No, he doesn't.
Sure doesn't. Country Club and on a numbers game. Anyway, so we were on our way to hitting the over, easy peasy. All we needed was like a 6-2 set in the fourth to get there. And then Artur Fies, well aware that we were about to hit our bet, he's like, yeah, I'm done. So it's a refund for everybody.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just walked off.
There's Osaka?
Osaka walked off the court yesterday against Belinda Bencic. And it was one of those things where Osaka, she kind of waited to see if she won the first set tiebreaker before she decided. So it was like, she was like, if I win this, maybe I should keep playing. But she lost. And so she was hurting for sure.
I really wish I could give these tennis players more crap. But if I was in their shoes, are you kidding me? Like, I would, like, it's like, oh, I lost a break or two. And I'm like, I'm just going to give this set away.
Well, here's the thing. If you are withdrawing a walkover, as we call it in tennis, like I'm part of the tour, as they call it in tennis. If you're doing it during a slam, it's legit. Right. Like you're not walking off the court during a grand slam, you know, just for the heck of it. Some of these off slam tournaments, like 500s and 250s, especially the 250s, if you're walking off the court, then, you know, maybe you're just quitting.
Now, just to remind everybody and the new audience that the one rule change I would like made for tennis is that when there is a walkover,
that's right,
this has to be Allen Iverson, Ty Lue style, where the opponent or who the person who's going to be walked over has to lie down prone on the ground while the other person literally walks over them.
Was that yours or was that mine during primetime action? I'm going to say it was mine. But anyway, the point being, I think on the dirt of clay is where it's the most insulting.
Quite dirty, yes.
Then you have clay all over your clothes. Either way, that's an awesome. We should really institute that. But we go 0-1 as a result of the refund, but then we got rolled in the other one. Today, three plays in the Australian Open there in Melbourne, Australia. Two on the ladies' side, one on the men's side. These are all sides. I'm on Emma Navarro. Emma Navarro, -117. She is a steely American player. Was a top 20 player. I'm not sure if she's in the top 20 currently or not, Emma Navarro. But she's one of these players that you may recall our most famous backing of Emma Navarro took place when we had her as a $4 dog once against Aryna Sabalenka. That was probably our most famous time backing Emma Navarro. But in this one, she's taking on Ons Jabeur. So Navarro, -117 against Ons Jabeur is the play. And then Beatriz Haddad-Maia, she's a Brazilian player, -110, taking her over Veronica Kudermetova. And then on the men's side, we have a dog, Alex Mickelson, the American, who's really great on hard courts. His data is excellent. Going up against the always tough Karen Khachanov, spelled Karen Khachanov for the American audience, mm-hmm. Right there. So Navarro, Haddad-Maia, and Mickelson, your three plays in the Australian Open. And of course, you also see the football plays there. Rams +6, Ravens -1 this weekend, which we'll talk ad nauseum about football moving forward. Heather B. on a Sway show, big football fan. So she was all about the football plays.
Yep.
She was like, oh, forget all this stuff. What about the football? So she's all about the Ravens as well. So Rams +6, Ravens, pardon me, Ravens -1. Those are two Sunday plays. I don't have anything on Saturday. Kelly, both of his plays are on Saturday.
That's right. The teaser heard around the world. That is Chiefs tease down, Lions tease down, Square Bear bet of the week. Join me and the rest of the Square Bears on it. Wait, it looks like this Lions line It's coming back down a little bit, Gil. Your Commander's getting some support in the market. We've got there are 8.5s back out there. So it looked like for most of the week we were not going to see 8.5s again if you did want to play this in a 6-point teaser. But there are multiple 8.5s out there, including DraftKings, great teaser shop there, -120 on 6-point teasers. So you can check that out. I love that this week. Like I said earlier in the week, I will end up on the Bills. In that Bills-Ravens matchup, I'm just not feeling any pressure to rush a bet here because we've kind of gotten to the point where the Ravens are pretty much a 1-point, 1.5-point favorite across every shop here. Circa's a pick 'em still. But the other thing I wouldn't mind doing is I wouldn't mind teasing up the Bills. If you get a 1.5 out there, if I can tease up the Bills, I'll add them back in with the Chiefs. I love the Chiefs as a teaser leg this week. Yeah. So
if I wasn't on the Ravens, I'd probably agree with you.
Yeah. AFC to win the Super Bowl. My hat's on the way, Gil. I ordered an AFC hat.
The man loves the AFC in the Super Bowl. The big weather news, snow likely in Philly on Sunday. The weather kind of changed.
Yeah, it looks like Philly and Buffalo both can be cold.
Snow likely in Philly, possibly mixed with rain becoming all snow after 4 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a high near 35. The wind, though, not so bad. 5 to 10 miles per hour, which is what we always worry about. Chance of precipitation, 70%. New snow accumulation of 1 to 3 inches possible. Does that in any way change how you view this game? Do you think it gives an advantage to one team or the other?
Yeah, I think it does. I think it's more of an advantage for Philly. But I think it was already going to be tough no matter how bad the weather was for the Rams to go on the road and beat this Philadelphia team. It's just,
an advantage for Philly because of Saquon? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, I think the run game, I'm just used to the conditions and playing in them as well.
See, I ultimately think that's something we talk about a lot, and it's no real discernible advantage to either team because I think the Rams running game is just fine also.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
It's more just about outdoors environment.
In other words, if the Eagles were going to stuff them, it wasn't going to be because of the snow anyway, right? I think just something to note with the weather. We'll find out from others if they think that's a thing. We'll come back. Are we sure? National Football League Divisional Round Edition next.
VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
In case you missed it, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, now live 24/7 on SiriusXM channel 158. Whether you're at home, on the road, or on the go now, there's more ways than ever to tune in to VSiN. Stream us live on VSiN.com, the VSiN Watch app, YouTube TV, iHeartRadio, Fire TV, Roku, and now SiriusXM. We are pumped to be back. We get tweets at Beating the Book. I'm sure some about Sirius as well. I'm going to guess. I always appreciate the feedback from everybody. People now are sort of objecting to the Kelly Bidlin new nickname thing. Rolando Sperando. Midland was the nickname I remember when I first heard Kelly on VSiN. Whatever happened to that? Yeah, Kelly Midland Bidlin. We used to call him that. I don't know if he middles anymore, though. So can he be Kelly Midland Bidlin anymore if he doesn't middle? Jason McKinney. After hearing his tennis golf intro, his nickname should be Country Club. Bobby Knuckles, for as long as I've known Kelly, his nickname has been Kelly Midland Midland. But if I'm entering one into the suggestion box, I say Keyboard Crusher. I know you can hear him typing, Gil. Yes, I can. Ryan Hyatt, the semi-legendary second hour of the Friday Numbers Game show on VSiN with Gil and Kelly. We have a great shot at finding out if the dump button has changed with the reunion of VSiN and SiriusXM. Lots of pressure on Felica, Fezzik, and Dr. Bob. 3Jack, H3131. Happy New Year and all the best to you and yours. How about Kelly Bad Take on Indoor Football Bidlin? Yes. That should be his name. Glad you're back on Sirius, so I don't have to connect my phone to my car radio anymore. Have a great weekend, guys. Yes, this is a thing. We love our other ways you can connect to VSiN, but again, there's a certain part of the audience that the actual act of having to connect your phone to your car radio is a bridge too far, so we're thrilled for those folks that we're back on SiriusXM 158. Jaime Leyva, upon further review, isn't Midland. Or not Midland, or no Midland already, Mr. Bidlin's nickname, courtesy of Matt Brown. Uncle Bush, on the same morning Gil goes on Sway in the Morning, he admits you couldn't pay him enough to go to the club. Gil, not just a citizen, but a senior citizen, apparently. You're on to me. Joseph Freda, that's a good one, just like Jeff Parlay, all these. Yes, Jeff Parlay was always a great nickname, for sure, for producer number 5 and 8, the Grover Cleveland of producers. And okay, and there's more tweets. We'll get to all of them. But ladies and gentlemen, to my left, to your right, because we don't want to delay it any further, because he's got tons of football insights and bets to make. He's the only back-to-back winner of the Hilton Super Contest. For those joining us on SiriusXM 158 for the first time, the Hilton Super Contest is now the Westgate. was the granddaddy of all contests, handicapping football, NFL football handicapping contest here in Vegas. It has existed for 30 years almost at this point. And Steve Fezzik is the only person to have won it back to back. He joins us now in studio. How you doing, man?
Soon to be a pioneer, probably in a couple years, right?
Will you also say like Bob, you're like, I don't want to be called a pioneer. Legend does fine for me. That kind of thing.
Yeah, I saw... Yeah, Derek was talking about, oh, you know, it's great to have the old guys like Steve Fezzik and, you know, in a contest just hanging around. And now they're starting to say, how are you doing today, young man? Oh, I'm getting old.
All right. There's many things we got to get to. The first of all is I love when you have this, you will admit, maybe you won't, but will you admit that you have a bit of a craw in your, I don't know what the expression is, but this bothers you about the gambling Hall of Fames. And you texted, you said, Rufus Peabody, who was just on the show with us, has made millions bets more than anybody I know, not in the Gambling Hall of Fame. This bothers you.
Well, there's two of them. The Spanky Hall of Fame is good. The other one is just like the administrator paper pusher Hall of Fame.
That's right.
Think about this.
Rufus will get in the Hall of Fame
if you
for
had
sure.
If you had a poker Hall of Fame, you know, would you put in... Hey, let's put in all these poker room managers, right? Because they're critical to the success of poker. Phil Ivey, you're going to have to wait a little while. Mike Maniscalco, not quite.
That's a great point.
Not quite good enough body of work, but we'll get all the poker room managers in there. And that's really, you know, my problem. Like a guy like Alan Boston that I've had a truculent relationship with. Obviously, Alan belongs in the Hall of Fame. What's the guy got to do, you know?
Remember when Cosell called Ali truculent, and Ali's response was, I don't know what that means, but if it's good, I'm it. Something like that.
Yeah.
Truculent. You're truculent. Okay, the other thing you want to say here, you said no one is talking. First of all, I object to that because we were just talking about it earlier. You said no one is talking about how the weather is going to affect these games. Well, wait, I threw it out as a question earlier. You say specifically how it's going to help Buffalo against Baltimore and especially Kansas City and Philly in their respective games. Okay.
Yeah,
what's your angle there?
You know, it's funny. I got like the Rob Pizzola group saying Fezzik's got Alzheimer's, and he's like he gets caught up on this stuff like weather, and it really doesn't matter at all in our models. Did you watch the Miami Kansas City playoff game last year when Miami's shivering on the sideline?
Well, they would immediately probably respond if I could just sort of guess what they would respond. Well, that's Miami, they would say.
Sure. Well, last time I checked, let me check the map. Houston. A soft dome team in Southern Texas. It's probably not advantageous for them,
right?
To
But not Baltimore.
Now here's where maybe I'm a little crazy. Old guy, get off the lawn. Baltimore. It gets cold in the wintertime. You know, it gets in the 20s. You know what? In Buffalo, it gets down to zero all the time, and it's going to be frigid in Buffalo. I will argue that's an advantage for Buffalo, not as much as facing Houston, but certainly. And obviously, the beach kids in L.A. that had to just fly to Arizona. Felica talked about this, and I think he was spot on. Really bad spot. Have to go to Arizona, fly back on Tuesday. Distractions from the fires. Now you got to fly to Philly on Friday.
Don't you and I have a dinner on this game?
We do. Where are we going? We go Nobu? I love Nobu. Like people say I'm like so negative about stuff. Nobu does everything right at Caesars.
I didn't mean to break your flow, but can I ask you a question that we never talk about? So it's supposed to snow, right? A little bit. I assume the Eagles are wearing their home greens, right? Whatever that shade
I would
of
assume
green
so,
is.
Yes.
Pardon me, Philly fans.
I love that
knowing.
Kelly green.
All right. Is it a Kelly green? And the Rams will be wearing their white uniforms right in the snow. I always think about this at Boise State, by the way.
Camouflage.
This is what I'm talking about. And really, like we never talk about this, but because we don't talk about like stupid things like this usually, but is it stupid? Because when Boise State plays at home, there are times where I feel like the quarterback misses their receivers because it camouflages.
Can't
the,
see the safeties.
The blue, yeah.
Two biggest home field advantages, college football, camouflage Boise in blue, camouflage Oregon in green.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So could it be a detriment to the Rams? I'm just sort of throwing out every possible. We've done a week on these games. I figured I'd throw this one out as well.
It's interesting. I've never heard a team from L.A. like that would benefit from the snow, but that's interesting. But I wasn't even aware the Rams were going to wear their white, but it would make complete sense. Anyone who saw Die Hard 2.
Oh, that's true. I'm wrong. Or it's the Eagles who are going to wear their whites at home.
Oh, then the Eagles would have the edge.
Don't the Eagles wear their greens at home? Maybe I'm wrong.
I'm not up on it, but like anyone who saw Die Hard 2 knows that everyone's wearing white, you know, in the snowstorm, you couldn't see the terrorists. Yeah.
Well, anyway, I just think, you know, for a week, we talk about these four games. You have to think about all
new
angles.
Well, the key is if you can find one angle. One, like the impact of the weather that no one else is pricing correctly. You can assume everything else is being priced correctly. Hey, I am on the Eagles -6. I want to emphasize, why are the Eagles not getting more love? I get it. They were lousy in September. Both their wide receivers were injured. I would argue these Eagles have been an absolute juggernaut. They haven't played a bad game since September. They played three suspect games. They won by 5 or 6 against Jacksonville and Carolina, right? Mm-hmm. They were led by 12 against Leighton against Jacksonville. And they lost to your Washington football team in a game that the Eagles had their quarterback knocked out in the first half. Mm-hmm. And a little bit of a miracle at the end game when A.J. Brown drops the pass that would have sealed the game. And then
Devontae Smith, yes.
And Devontae Smith, thank you. And mm-hmm. then they, and then obviously Jaden Daniels does what he does. And he matriculates down the field just in time. But Flinko fell into Washington. Washington lost the other game by 8. And look at what the Eagles have done. They won in Baltimore by 5. Baltimore's the best team, regular season team in the NFL. They won in Cincinnati by 17. They beat Pittsburgh by 14. I mean, their resume, they beat the Cowboys twice by 30. They beat the Giants by 28. I mean, you stack it. This is like the 85 Chicago Bears since, October 1st.
Easy with the 85 mm-hmm. Bears comparison. All right. 91 Eagles, but maybe a more apt comparison. Also a great defensive history. Also, Rufus came on and Chris Felica just came on. They had interesting comments to make about the Detroit-Washington game. The high variance of fourth downs, Felica sort of doing that with a field goal under prop of 46.5 yards. You have another creative way to bet that same kind of narrative.
Yes. Now, this is not widely available. Let's go to DraftKings. It's there right now. Punts under 6.5 minus 170. Go. We are betting punts under minus 170. Put it into your betting.
This is not a drill.
Yes. And hit submit. Well, think about this. I mean, Rufus basically and Felica, basically both of those guys came on before me.
Yeah.
I'm the great aggregator. No, I did text you along. I've been saying this since early in the week. How are we going to get to 7 punts? Detroit doesn't punt. They go for it on 4th and 5 from midfield. Washington doesn't punt.
Tress Way is stealing a paycheck for Washington.
It's that who came. I mean, yeah, he doesn't even have to show up. Bold prediction, there will be one punt in this game.
Wow.
And if there's going to be one punt, it's going to go under 6.5. Yes.
Under 6.5 punts. But again, the under 6.5 punts, the under a 46.5-yard field goal is the long. And everything Rufus was saying about sprinkle some on the money line on the Commanders because of if you believe that Washington can cover. Right. You have to have that conviction to begin with. Let's start there. But if you have that conviction, you absolutely should sprinkle some on the money line because the high variance nature gives them that puncher's chance.
You don't even need that conviction. Like Rufus was just saying, hey, I cannot even like Washington +9.5. And still, by the way, if you do have a free bet, these are perfect free bets to use. And you're teasing the other guys, the favorites. Protect it. Protect those teasers with free bets +400 on the money line in the other direction. And you're probably going to win one or the other because the teams hopefully won't win by one or two.
Steve Fezzik in studio. He's got teasers. Speaking of that, we have teasers to get to in the divisional round and props. That's on the other side. Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Are you the kind of player who wants to drop $10,000 or more on an NFL line at the best price in the market? Or maybe you're looking for instant acceptance on your in-game bets? You need Sport Trade, the app that's revolutionizing sports betting with -104 lines instead of the standard -110. Instant in-game betting and a dedicated concierge player service. Sport Trade delivers a premium betting experience like no other. Now live in New Jersey, Colorado, Iowa, Arizona, and Virginia. Download Sport Trade today. Use code VSIN to earn 10% cash back on every wager during your first week. That's VSIN. Terms apply. Got to be 21 years or older to play. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. Gil Alexander, we get tweets of beating the book. Best listeners in the game. I will stand by this. Best listeners, absolutely. This is from Scott Weston. I think Kelly's nickname should be Snakes since he fantasizes about them. LOL. Love the show. P.S. Colonoscopy all good yesterday. Thanks for the apple juice tip. Yes. If you're getting colonoscopy, go with the Mott's apple juice. Clear apple juice. It works. It replaces the other disgusting stuff. Kevin Ryan. Kelly Smaller Belly Bidlin. Ooh, that's a good one. Real Murphy Bruno. Nickname. How about Kelly the Cuban Wayne Gretzky Bidlin? Here's that. Tom F., I think there can only be one nickname for Bidley, Stingray. So many choices. Lance Schaefer, hold the jelly, Kelly. Kelly Midland, Midland, no more belly, Kelly. Those are all great ones. Slybride, the Eagles' primary color is midnight green, although us lifers prefer the Kelly green. Yeah, Kelly green was the old Reggie White era. Now it is the midnight green. And this is from Jason, pick up Steve a pastry. Oh, he's talking to somebody else there, not just me. I think he's talking to Kelly. He loves the scones, he said. And then, what is it? Mark Geiger, in-house attorney for A Numbers Game at Price Horse. You're comparing producer 5-8 to Grover Cleveland, POTUS, when my grandfather was born in 1887 in New Hampshire, is dated now. I am certain that a large number of ANG listeners are celebrating January 20th for reasons other than MLK Day or Ohio State versus Notre Dame. What he's referring to is that Donald Trump is now our second president alongside Grover Cleveland that had one term separated by someone else's term before he had his second term. We will still go with Grover Cleveland for Jeff Parlay because I don't know if Jeff, yeah, there's a lot of connotation with modern day people. So if we keep it at Grover Cleveland, no one really knows any, no one has any, you know, sort of judgments. So we'll keep it with, Grover Cleveland. Not on my bingo card. I always call him Grover Cleveland, my producers. Brad Sports, boy, oh boy, it was nice being able to listen to you in the car this morning, Gil. Take care. I am so glad, Brad. I think you speak for a lot of people who have us now back at Sirius XM 158. All day long. And Shine the Professor says he's going to take over one punt in the Lions command skins game for the farm. Over one punt from Professor Shine.
All right, 1.5, and we're going to do dinner on it. I got under 1.5.
What about, can we interest you in 1.5, Shine? How about that?
Hey, help the judge find his wallet.
Okay, before we get back to your bets, because you have teasers, you have props. You heard our discussion, me and Bill Krakenberger, about tipping. You have an underrated person to tip.
Absolutely. So room attendants, think about this. You're just handing out fives and tens. You're tipping your blackjack dealers 25s like you're Rockefeller. All right.
Yeah.
And then you stay in your room and then your room attendant has to clean up it and think about the mess you left that room in the last time you were in Vegas.
For all those days you spend there.
And you don't leave nothing. I mean, if you're there for 3 days, leave a 20. Better yet, the first night, leave a 10. The last night, leave a 10. Absolutely. They are the hardest working, lowest paid people. And, you know, so often you just forget about them because you don't see them. And they're the ones that are working the hardest for you.
That is 100% a good pro tip. I agree with you wholeheartedly on that. And it is the most likely to be forgotten, right? Because you often are like, I got to get to the airport and you forget it. So absolutely, that should be the person. What did you refer to? The room attendant. Very nicely termed.
In the movie, in the book, I think, Super Casino, I think they mentioned, like, when the Luxor opened, the maids do want to be called room attendants. Treat with respect. Yeah. It's a very, very underrated, important part of your whole Vegas experience.
Male man, male woman likes to be called male carrier as well. So, certain thing as well. I'd like to hear you call it male carriers from this point forward. All right, teasers this week. What do you got?
So, you know, Rufus talked about the value on the money lines, and I don't disagree. But now think about this. You can play like plus 400, plus 450 on these teams on teasers, on money lines. But the teasers are the opposite of the money lines in a lot of ways where you're teasing. And right now, DraftKings, Kansas City's -8.5. You've got a dynasty. You have a dynasty going on. You've got it quarterback, a team going for the third straight championship, playing a very middling, injured, average, soft dome team from the South.
Wow.
Of course you're going to play Kansas City down from 8.5 to 2.5. And you've got some good options as well. You've got those Lions. They're -8.5 to -9. Got to get the Lions down to -2.5 as well. If you want to play Rufus's, you know, plus 440 on the money line also, I mean, they dovetail nicely. It's like in Abrams just wrote this book. I don't have the title of it. That talks about, like, you love when you have two bets that are like hedged against each other.
Dan Abrams.
Yes. A plus for the math. World class math. Basically, his title of his book should be Always Play Back.
Got to get him on the show.
He's like, Always Play Back is the title of the book. Basically, if you have a break even bet in one direction and a huge bet in the other direction, you should actually bet the same. It's counterintuitive on both and just let your bankroll just matriculate, go. And we're going to tease Buffalo from the +1.5, that's a DraftKings, up to the 7.5. Do not tease to +7. You need to get it up to +7.5.
and Buffalo looking for a dance partner specifically, or are you just saying general,
we're gonna shove with the Chiefs. The Chiefs is going to be our key in all our teasers. These are all 2-team, 6-point, -120 teasers, and we're gonna do KC Detroit, KC Buffalo.
Okay, what about some props, Mr. Smartman? What do you got here?
Let's go with the Brown. What can Brown do for you? Let's go to 2 Brown. So I'm very concerned. I'm very pro Eagles, but I'm worried about AJ Brown. I don't like his interviews where he's been saying, well, my knee is what it is, but I've got good training people and they'll get me out here. And he had one catch for 10 yards last week. So AJ Brown,
he's too busy reading. He's got things to do.
You know what? It's great to see someone multitasking like that. So under 70 receiving yards, and we're going to go Washington's receiver. You know about him.
Oh, Deami Brown.
Under the Raider, Deami Brown has quietly become the number 2 wide receiver for the Washington football team. He got like 87 last week. He's averaged 46 the last 5 weeks, but he did nothing the first half of the year.
Yeah.
So the odds makers are setting his lines based upon year-to-date averages all wrong. Deami Brown, it's at, I think FanDuel has this, over 33.5 receiving
yards. Yeah, so just to be clear, under on A.J. Brown, 70, over on Deami Brown of the Skins, over 33.5.
And if you're driving and get confused, just assume both Browns will get 50 yards, and you'll be good.
There you go. And by the way, I don't know if it is Deami Brown the number 2. Obviously, the incomparable Terry McLaurin is your number 1. Is it Deami Brown? Is it Olamide Zaccheaus? I don't know if they have a defined number 2.
They're close. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, Josh Allen, over 8.5 rush attempts in the Bills-Ravens game.
You know, everyone's been coming on all week, and I agree with it, that the models just don't price these quarterbacks, you know, willing to put their body on the line and run more. And Josh Allen got 46 yards last week, but he didn't run in the second half. He got one carry for 4 yards because the game was in hand. This game isn't going to be in hand. This is going to be a dogfight. There's going to be so many plays where he's going to tuck it and pick up, you know, 5 yards, 7 yards.
It's still their best play.
It's unstoppable. Yeah. I mean, he and Mahomes, I mean, I couldn't argue with Mahomes over as well. Yes.
Okay. And then college football Monday night. This is a creative way to bet, the Ohio State Notre Dame game. An under, but specifically the first quarter under. Why?
Because when the Super Bowl plays, we always love playing that first quarter under, and the start slow. Well, this is the same thing, basically. It's the Super Bowl of college football. They've gone through like a playoff format. Both teams are like, you know, Notre Dame has learned the way to win in advance is to let the other guys screw it up, right? When they play Georgia, it's just don't turn the ball over, take care of the football, and be careful. And Ohio State is the much better team. They know if they don't mess it up, they're going to win the game. So I expect, and Ohio State plays a lot slower than they have in prior years, 0-0 at the end of the first quarter. We're going to get a scoreless first quarter. We're going to go under 10, -120. Do not play under 9.5. That 10 is so important.
You just brought up a book recommendation from Dan Abrams. By the way, you can follow Dan at Dr. Raz WSOP, meaning World Series of Poker, Dr. Raz WSOP on Twitter. Dan has a new book out that you love. And we have a question on Twitter from Terry Elkins. Does Fez have books recommendations listed somewhere?
Yes, but Logan Fields is like the greatest sports betting book ever.
That's the 2020.
The 2020 Winning at Sports Betting by Logan Fields. It's like How to Win at Sports for Dummies. So if you read the Abrams book, you'll be like, if you go to MIT, if you went to MIT or Stanford, and like you got an electrical engineering degree like he did, you're going to love this.
So you
book.
Love that kind of thing.
Yes. But if you are like a blackjack dealer, or if you are a car salesman, you're not going to like the Abrams book. You're like, why didn't he put all this math into the appendices?
Well, I don't know, Dan, but he's probably going to object to this characterization.
Not at all. He'll agree.
He'll agree with you?
He even said, like, I probably should have put a lot of that math, which is impeccable, by the way, into the appendices. But Rufus Peabody will love the book. Elihu Feistel will literally, while he's doing his business on the commode, he'll be reading this over and over.
Elihu's got his own books as well.
Elihu Feistel.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then, so again, 2020 sports betting from
Logan Fields.
Logan Fields is always your
the greatest sports betting. The odds by Chad Millman is number 2. Documents the Rams' greatest show on turf, World Championship, Joe Lupo at the Stardust, who kicked me out years and years ago for a year, and the incomparable Alan Boston.
The incomparable Alan Boston. Steve, always a pleasure, man. What a football season. We'll see you on Friday.
Thank you, Gilly.
Steve Fezzik, everybody, at Fezzik Sports on Twitter. Dr. Bob on the College Football National Championship next on A Numbers Game right here at VSiN.